Dr. Over Women's Health. This is Ozzy. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, little lady? Listen, I got me a situation here. Now, I'm calling for my wife because she's kind of embarrassed about this, and I told her don't worry about it. But we have a problem. She got this bad odor coming from her vagina. All right, and it's so bad, all right, we've been kicked out of malls, like buildings of malls and restaurants and whatnot. It's gotten to the point where she can't even go outdoors, you know what I mean, because she just gets embarrassed. We've been kicked out of several restaurants. They come up and asked us to leave in the middle of dinner when I'm eating dinner with her, and it's really embarrassing. She's gotten so depressed, all right, that she started drinking and prostituting and doing drugs. It was bad. It was real bad. But the smell is unbelievable. Now, I never smell nothing like in my doggone life. I don't know what to do about it because I don't know if it's something serious or not. You know what I'm saying? So I figured, let me call a gynecologist and let me see if I can get her in there and get something done about it.
Is she a patient here?
No, she's not a patient there. We're visiting in town, actually. We're visiting our parents and whatnot. So we just called Google and just tried to find a doctor. My parents, they're not too with it. They caught dementia, so we're kind of trying to take care of them. But the situation is this, that, you know, she just, her vagina smells really bad. And there's no pus or nothing coming out of it, but it's just, I mean, unbelievably horrible smell. It's gotten to the point where I've thrown up several times, you know what I mean? Like, we can't even make love because of it. It's been almost, maybe been over a month.
Well,
it's been real bad, real bad.
But let me go ahead and get you a nurse. Now, what is your name?
I'm Redneck Roy.
What is it?
Redneck Roy.
Redneck Roy?
Redneck Roy, that's right.
So, Roy. And is this a girlfriend or a wife?
This is my wife now. We've been married 32 years.
Her name?
Her name is Agnes Wilcox.
And what kind of insurance do you carry?
I don't really deal on the insurance, but I think it's a Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I'm not sure. But I'm not worried about the insurance because Redneck Roy, I got money. So if we need to pay some cash, it's not a problem. I just need to take care of this problem right here with my wife's genre because, like I said, it's a bad smell. I never smell nothing like it in my life. Like the most horrible, disgusting, smelly poople you could take, it smells 10 times worse than that. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's a yeast infection or nothing like that because I know what a yeast infection is. And she's had a couple of them before. She's had gonorrhea and chlamydia, too. So I don't think it's none of them. She don't got no pus dripping out or nothing like that. It's just a real bad odor. It smells like, I don't even know how to describe it. It just smells like throw up, like death, like poop mixed together. You know what I mean? It's real bad.
Let me get the nurse for you. Hold on.
Thank you, now.
Hi, this is Michelle. Can I help you?
How you doing there, little lady? Listen, I got here a situation. I'm calling in for my wife because she's kind of embarrassed about this here. So, the thing is, she's got a real bad smell coming from her genitals. All right, I mean it's unbelievably bad. I never smell nothing like it in my life. It smells worse than a dead body. All right, and we've been in situations where she don't even want to go outside no more. She's so messed up in the head that, you know, she gets kicked out of doctor's offices, malls, and restaurants and whatnot. In fact, we were having lunch last week, and she just got kicked out. They come up and asked us to leave. They said, come up and say, miss, listen, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but we got some complaints about a real bad smell coming from over here. You're going to have to leave. And I told a waiter, I said, look, man, we paid some money. We're not leaving. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, but we got to finish our food now. But it was so bad, I just threw up all over the food. You know what I mean? And it's caused her to be so depressed, all right, that she was drinking, she was taking drugs, she was prostituting. It was bad. It was really bad. I don't know what to do about it. It's ruining our sex life. I mean, it's getting pretty bad, and I need some help.
I would suggest for right now, I don't have any appointments today.
I'm not looking to get it in today. I understand it's going to take a little bit to get in there. I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll slip you some cash. Do you think you can take us in today? I got a couple hundred bucks I can slip you in an envelope. Nobody has to know about it.
No, that's not...
Is this call being recorded?
How it works here. As far as I know, it's not being recorded.
Well, then why can't I slip you a couple hundred bucks? Ain't nobody on the phone but you and me. Look, listen, my wife, she's got some problems. You understand? I need you to understand how serious this is, all right? Now, she's depressed. She don't want to do nothing. She don't want to live life. You know, just last year, we went to Donnie Park. We went to Six Flags Adventures. You know what I mean? We were going camping. You know what I mean? And now, she ain't come out of the house in about 6 months. It's bad.
Can I speak with your wife?
She's not home right now. She's out now. She just had to get out of the house. I sent her to my mother's house to try to. She had, my mother used to be a therapist. You know what I mean? She's retired, but she's over there now trying to help her with some just talking and therapeutical stuff that she's doing and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's women's stuff. But I'm calling because I need to get her into doctors. You know what I'm saying? I need to find her a doctor that can look at her and say, hey, look, let's do something. Let's get her some medicine or cream or whatever you people do to in a situation like that. I never had a situation. She never had a situation like this. So I don't know what the hell to do about it. All I know is I got to get her some help. That's all I know.
Okay. Tell you what. Why don't you have your wife give us a call and we can schedule her an appointment.
All right. But listen, in a normal situation like this, you got any tips that I could give her, that I could help her, because she might fight me on coming in, so I'm gonna have to talk to her and try to coax her and try to tell her some good stuff. You know what I mean? You don't understand, man. She's severely depressed. She is bad.
I mean, if it's that bad, you may need to take her to an emergency room to be evaluated.
Well, I don't go to the emergency room. Last time I was in the emergency room, man, I sat there for about 4 hours. There was a guy with a gunshot wound sat there longer than me. No, emergency room's no good. But if I can take her in and see you, think we can get you in a couple days?
If you have her give us a call, our schedulers can look at the schedule and see when we can get her in.
All right. Now, listen, if it takes too long, like I said, I'll slip you an envelope, a couple hundred bucks. Nobody has to know about it, all right?
No, that's not how we work here.
Well, listen, but, I mean, I understand. I'm just saying I'm trying to help you out if you help me out, you know what I mean? But I'll talk to her, and we're gonna come in and try to get something going on here.
Adult video.
Hi, how are you? My name is Eugene Bartokomis. I am an up-and-coming adult film director, and I'm looking for certain kind of porn. I'm looking for midget porn, and I hope you can be an open mind and talk with me about it, because I've had a lot of people hang up on me. It doesn't sound too attractive when someone just calls a sex shop and wants to look for that, but I am looking for that, and I'd like to know if your shop carries that.
We do have some videos, yes.
Do you have specifically any type of midget porn? And if you do, do you know what kind? And do you also sell toys? Because I'm looking for some
kind with midgets in it.
Yeah. It would be. Well, I currently film adults, any type of person, but their partner is a midget, you know. And so you might have one guy who's a regular size fella, and then you know you have the lady and she's a midget. You know, vice versa, their thing, you know. So, but yeah, I'm looking to purchase DVDs because, or Blu-rays, because one, I'm trying to learn, and two, I'm trying to do some casting, and, you know, if I see someone in there, I'll have my agent contact them and whatnot, you know. So,
I can always get on my knees and pretend I'm a midget.
Oh, you can now. Well, this is a wonderful thing now. I think I called the right place, didn't I? So, what kind, do you have any experience?
Being a midget?
Well, do you have any experience in adult film in general? Or are you sexually, a very sexually active person who wouldn't mind doing adult film? Because we do pay a couple thousand dollars a person. We're trying to get our name out there, see?
Okay, well, I'll see if I can round up some midgets for you.
Well, now, do you know anybody? Because that would be great. And if you want to get involved, like I said, we pay a couple thousand dollars a piece.
I think if, you know, I figure if you could get all those midgets together for Oz Over the Rainbow, I could get some midgets together.
Exactly.
I can't do Judy Garland because she's dead already.
No, Judy Garland would not be involved in this whatsoever. I mean, it would be amazing if she could because that would boom our sales, but no, she can't be involved. Although it's funny you mention the midgets from The Wizard of Oz because I recently seen one of those YouTube videos where they had a ceremony with all the little midgets and they were old.
I could get a drag queen that looked like Judy Garland, and
that
we could get
great.
The midgets.
That would be great. We could do a whole Wizard of Oz thing, and we could have the midgets really come out and be the stars of the show, you see?
That would be fantastic.
That is what I'm looking for. Have you ever been involved in doing anything like this before? You got a great mind for it.
No, I've never done midgets before.
Well, now, have you ever done any kind of porn before? You seem like you got a creative mind there, though. Like, you could be the one behind the camera setting everything up there. That's what.
Yeah, Well, no, I don't know. I don't do porn. I'm a Mormon, so I don't believe in porn.
Oh, well, Hey, that's okay. Kudos to you. Well, listen, I appreciate your time there. And listen, you all, if you're interested, you might want to look me up on the internet, and then we can get together. And like I said, a couple $1,000 a piece is what I pay. And if you really do know people,
okay,
Eugene Bartokomis, look me up on Google, baby.
All right, I certainly will. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
Sterling Plastic Surgery, Jessica speaking.
Yes, hi. This is Agnes Wilcox, and I am looking to get some penis enlargement for my husband.
Okay, sorry, we don't do penis enlargement here, and I'm not sure where you could go for that.
You don't do penis enlargement? Well, maybe you can help me in some other way. Maybe I need to see the doctor.
Okay, for what?
Well, my husband and I haven't had sex in 50 years, and I'm only 70, and his penis is 1 inch soft and 2 inches hard. And so we've only had sex 5 times over the past 50 years. And sometimes
I have the perfect person. I'm going to stop you right there because I know the perfect person who can actually talk to you about all of this in the office. She's experienced and she knows a lot more information. So hold on 1 second, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Ellen.
Ellen, hi. My name is Agnes Wilcox, and they said you'd be able to help me with my situation?
Potentially. What do you need assistance with?
Well, I'm 70 years old, and I've only had sex with my husband 5 times. So you see, it hasn't been much. And the reason for this is that his penis is only 1 inch soft and 2 inches hard. So when he sticks his penis in me, I can't feel it at all. I asked him, is it in? And he says, yes, and I can't feel it. And I don't want to have any part of it. And it's been going on for over 50 years.
And where are you located?
I'm about a couple blocks away from where you are.
Okay. Because there's a urologist doctor in Boston that can help you with this situation.
So you're saying I need to see a urologist? Your doctor wouldn't be able to help me?
No, plastic surgeons do not deal with urinary or genital urinary issues like that. That would be a reconstructive urologist that could assist you.
A reconstructive urologist? What would they do to him?
Well, there's tons of different devices available on the market now where you can enhance, you can inflate, you can do things like that, and they could potentially give you more size.
Inflate? That sounds crazy. They can inflate the penis?
Mm-hmm. That's how they solve issues of erection and penile dysfunction for erectile dysfunction that can't be touched with medication. They actually do an implant, and sometimes those implants
so
can give you a little bit of size.
He is on medication just so it gets to the 2 inches, but like I said, I just can't feel it at all, and it's ruined our sex life for 50 years.
Yep, you would need to see a urologist for a specialist in that. That's not a plastic surgeon's realm.
Do you have one you could recommend?
I'm not sure who in Boston, but I would just go to one of the big hitters like MGH or Tufts or something like that. And follow up and ask for who a urologist who specializes in erectile dysfunction and reconstruction.
Oh, God, he's coming on to me. Oh, my God. Stay away from Harold, stay away from me. You're on the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. He's such a, oh, my God. So you're saying I need to go to a urologist?
Yep, You need to go to a urologist.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
This is the Village of Hayes Valley. How can I help you?
How you doing there, Missy? I'm Redneck Roy. Let me introduce myself. And I got a situation. I think if you could help me. Now, I have my dear, dear, dear sweet mama, sweet Jesus. I love her to death. But she is she's become a problem, let's just say that. All right? Now, rather than put a pillow over her head, I ain't going to say praise Jesus, I think I'd find her a nursing home to take her into and shit. So I figured I'd go around and try to find me one that's suitable for her. And she's a Christian woman, but she tries to pretend she's Jewish. All right, now.
This is not a nursing home. This is an assistant living facility.
Well,
if
either
she
one,
needs a nursing...
I just got to get her out of my doggone house. She's driving me nuts. She goes out of the house where she's not supposed to. She's crapping all over my floor. When I go to work, I come home, there's feces everywhere. She done took all my dishes out my cabinet and broke them and told me
okay.
She's making toys. I don't know
Hold
what's
on,
going
let
on.
Let me have someone talk to you about
all
the
right,
possibility.
Now.
Okay,
hold
on.
I appreciate it.
When you reach the point where you need help with challenging day-to-day routines, come and visit us at The Village at Hayes Valley Assisted Living. Try our restaurant-style dining room where you enjoy dinner without having to do dishes or clean up afterward. Enjoy a beautiful landscape bursting with color. If it's medical assistance that you need.
Hello, this is Catalina.
How you doing there, Catalina? I'm Redneck Roy. How you doing, darling? Listen, I got me a situation here, right? I got me my dear, dear, dear sweet mama. I love her, praise Jesus. But she got to go. She's a lovely. I love her to death. But she has become a problem, and I need to find some place suitable that can deal with her situation. Now let me tell you what's going on. She's poo-pooing on the floor. I come home, she's covered in feces and my rug. I had to change my rug out 3 times. It cost me a lot of money. All right, now I don't mind paying the money. I got money for days. I'm Redneck Roy. But the thing is, by the places she been, they done threw her out. Now, she's a very good woman. She just had a lot to handle. Now, I can't deal with it no more. I'm about to have a heart attack now. I done almost had one already.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear. So, are you looking for an assisted living or memory care for her? Can you tell me about a little bit about?
I'm just looking to get her out of my home because she's crazy. But I do want her in some place where people are going to take care of her. I do say that because I care about the woman. She's doony-doony, but she's a good person.
All right. And is she still able to walk and assist herself with activities of daily living?
Well, she can walk. I tell you that. She can run, but she can do everything pretty much. She's just a little loopy in the head. Like, for example, sometimes she'll just get up out of her chair and just walk straight in the middle of the living room like she was on some stage or something and just start rehearsing some Broadway play. Last time she did that one with they had the Cutter Girls in it, with all three of them, Eddie Murphy, and they played the movie and the show. What was that one? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. I can't think of the name of the
movie. But you know what I'm talking about,
right? But yes,
she's done
yes,
the whole
yes.
doggone play right there. I mean, she's pretty good. She used to be in Broadway back in the day. But, she does that. She just – sometimes she'll just walk out of the house when I'm not home, or even when I am home. I'll be in the kitchen cooking some chicken, and she just walk out the doggone door. I don't know where she goes. I find her at 7-Eleven Wawa around the corner trying to get – she got people making hoagies for her. I said, Mama, you ain't got no money on you. What you doing? You crazy. You got – and I had to pay for it, of course. But she just become a problem. But the biggest thing is when she just did poo-poos all over the floor. And I come home, she's butt naked. She got poop all over herself, poop all over the place.
I got brand new sofas.
I got poop everywhere. It's no good.
Has she been diagnosed with dementia?
Yeah, I don't know. But she's got something, I tell you that. She's double back crazy, I tell you.
So she's
forgetful. Got something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I'm the one to say. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got it.
Doctor,
so where are you currently living at?
Well, we live in California right now. So,
are you here in San Francisco?
I could be. I could be there in a jiffy, in a snap of a finger, in a 2 feet jiffy winger. But look, it doesn't matter where she goes. I just got to get her out the house. But I want to make sure she goes somewhere safe. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So, I mean, so the village at Hayes Valley, our community is located in San Francisco. So, I would like to invite you to come over so you can see our community.
Absolutely.
So I can give
absolutely.
You a tour. Yeah. When are you able to do that?
Well, now, within the next week, I think. I had to check my schedule. See, I do a TV show, and then I do, well, it's a podcast show. It's audio. It's a video, too, and stuff. And so I got a lot of things going on. I'm Redneck Rural. I got a whole lot of things going on. But I'll check my schedule, and I'll make sure I get there. Now, let me warn you now, because I said she's a good woman, but she's bat crazy. She's batshit crazy. She might, if she starts doing things, like starts getting down behind your rear and stuff and trying to put her face in it, that she did. I don't know why she does it. She just does it. She act like a dog. She just kind of gets sniffing your butt and stuff. She go through a phase where she tries to be animals and stuff. And I don't know what the hell's going on with her. I just, man, you got to stop doing that. You can't be going around sniffing people's butts and stuff. You get people in trouble. She almost got me beat up one time. I just
what
lucky
is,
this police officer close by.
So what is Mom's name?
Her name is Auntie Georgia. We call her Auntie Georgia. Her name is Auntie Jeannie Georgia. Like Jeannie. I just say Jeannie.
Jeannie.
But she likes
okay.
to be called Auntie Georgia.
Auntie Georgia.
And she gets
okay,
really mad
that.
If you don't.
I'm
so
sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name's Redneck Roy.
Redneck Roy?
Redneck Roy, baby. Yeah, that's right. I'm a redneck from this part of town. I'm the coolest redneck around.
So where are you calling from, Roy?
Well, I'm calling from California right now. I live in California. You know what I mean? California, IA. All the way up
where
in the hills.
So where is Auntie Georgia right now?
She's in the living room sleeping. She was watching a little TV. I put on the presses right then. I had her watching some MASH. She has a crush on the feather with the glasses. But, yeah, she watches him sometimes, and she tries to masturbate. I said, Mama, you can't do that. That's not appropriate. She'll do that sometimes, and I'll tell you, you got to tell her. She means well.
Oh.
She's a good woman, but she
and how,
does crazy things.
And how old is Mom?
Yeah, about in her 80s. Yeah, she's about like, oh, because I haven't seen her in a long, long time. And I'm mm-hmm. going to guess she's up there in the late 80s. I had to actually check records and stuff because my memory's not the best. And sometimes I forget the hell old I am and shit, so pardon me.
Has she seen the doctor lately?
I don't know. I had to talk to my siblings and whatnot, and they just dumped her on my porch a couple years ago, and I haven't heard from them, but I was trying to get a hold of them. I thought I got a hold of one of them, but they might have dipped on me, changed numbers and whatnot. So, but I won't bring her to bring her to a local doctor to get her checked out. But
uh-huh.
she started doing some inappropriate things, and we had to leave. They called the police. So, but yeah, I'll bring her in, and you can check her out, and you tell her, well, you can do what you do all what you can with her, and maybe you can help her. Praise Jesus, she's a lovely woman, but she just got to go. She is crazy, batshit crazy.
Okay, so what we can do is for you to come in and then look at our community, right? And then if you like it, if you feel like, you know, this is the good place for her, then we will send our...
Mom, stop it! Sorry about that.
That's all right. And then and once you feel like, you know, she is appropriate for our community, then we will send our nurse to do an assessment.
Okay. God bless that nurse,
check.
I'm telling you. God bless her.
Roy, can I get a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. It's
715. Uh-huh.
459.
Okay.
7146. Hold on. Mama, stop that shit. I tried to take. God damn it. Put it down.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Richmond Family Medicine, how can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing there, lady? I need to see a doctor. I know this might sound embarrassing, so bear with me now. But I have a rash around my anus. I had a fun party not last night with this little lady, and we were using some sexual toys, and I had used these beads that went in your butthole, and I think that's what gave me a rash. I don't know if they were unclean or unsanitary or whatnot, but it hurts really bad. It's a really big red mark rash, and it itches and it burns. I can't sit down. I haven't sat down in 2 days. And so I just need to know what I can do to make it stop or make it go away or whatnot.
And what's your date of birth?
My date, I'm September 5th, 1975.
Are you a patient of ours?
No, I'm not. I'm just traveling through. I'm a musician, and this happened to me, and I just tried to call the nearest doctor I could.
Okay, so we don't have urgent care services here. We only see our own patients, so we would need you to register as a patient.
How do I do that?
So we need previous medical records for you to establish care. So we need you to fill out our registration packet.
This is an awful lot of cockamamie. Did you get some help? I'm in pain, miss. You know what I mean? Don't you understand that? I mean, I got insurance and whatnot. But this is a whole lot of cockamamie just to get some help. I'm truly in pain. I know that might sound weird to you, but my butthole is burning and hurting and inflaming, and you know what I mean? I need some help. So let's say that I just come by and I just give you cash on whatever you charge, and you just help me. Give me some cream, give me some medicine, have a doctor take a look at it or something. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. We need you to register as a patient here in order for us to see you for an appointment.
Oh, man.
So we need previous medical records.
Oh, man. How about if I just bring something and I slip you a couple $100 and you tell me, you know what I mean? I tell you it's my medical records. I need some help, darling. My butthole is burning and it's swelling, and it I'm in pain. So, yeah. What do you say? Try to help somebody out?
If you need to be seen and you can go to an urgent care facility, there's urgent care facilities in Fanny Allen.
Well, do you know the closest one to where you are?
There's Fanny Allen in Colchester.
Colchester, I have no idea where that's at, darling. You got to help me out a little bit. How many miles is it away from your location? Because I ain't too far from your location, and I don't know my ways around here. So, do you know what I mean?
Fanny Allen is about Colchester. It's about 20 minutes from us.
20 minutes. Oh, I hope I can stand the pain. I think I can stand the pain. 20 minutes. All right, done, miss. I thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, God.
Doctor's office.
Yes. Hi. My name is Agnes Wilcox. Is this the place I called to get a new appointment?
Are you a patient from us?
No, I'd be a new patient.
Oh, you will be. What kind of insurance do you have?
I have Medicare.
Medicare, straight Medicare, only Medicare?
Yes, that's the only thing I have, yes.
Okay. Just be aware Medicare only pays 80%. The other
yes,
20% is your responsibility.
I have to pay 20%. I understand that.
Yeah, that's completely fine. We can actually go ahead and schedule an appointment.
Okay, let me just tell you the story of what's going on here. It's very scary. I don't know how to get into it, but me and my husband were having sex last night, and when we were done, he had a huge sore on his penis, and it was all pussy and drippy, and we didn't know what to do, so he needs to be seen as soon as possible, please.
Okay, I don't have as soon as possible, and he might have to see a urologist.
Go see a urologist? Is that what?
Yes.
That's the penis doctor?
Yes.
That's the penis. So there's nothing you could do to help his sore?
No. No, we can't.
Well, we tried to burn it off with, you know, we tried to, like, cauterize it and burn it, but that didn't
Okay, ma'am, he needs to see a doctor.
Are you sure?
Okay, ma'am, he needs to see a doctor. That's all I can tell you.
We also cut it, and there's blood everywhere. I don't understand what's going on. We're trying our best to handle this. Okay, ma'am,
just call 911 and have, like, paramedics come and pick him up.
You think we should call 911? Is it that bad? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know how bad it is, but from what you're telling me, it sounds dangerous, yes.
it sounds dangerous, okay, then I'm going to call 911.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Villa Crest Nursing Retirement Center. This is Cynthia. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. My name is Agnes, and I need to get my husband out of the house. I cannot take it anymore. He's crazy. He's been eating his own feces. I catch him late at night drinking toilet water. Is there any way we could get him in there? Oh, my God, it's driving me crazy.
Okay, Agnes, I'm not the right person to speak with about this, but I will send you over to my admissions director, Carrie.
Well, every time I call admissions, I leave messages and they don't call back. Could you please assist me in some other way? I have to get him out. I can't take more of this. I have a very weak heart, you know, and I love him like Jesus, but I just can't take any more of this. Oh, my God.
Oh, I understand. I know it's really, really, really tough. A lot of us have been in that situation. So,
I'm so sorry.
I know. Well, the only thing is, I don't know if we have any beds available or anything like that. So that she's the only one that would know. What I can do is make sure that she does call you back.
Could you write down a message and give it to her?
Absolutely, Agnes. And Agnes, what is your last name?
Wilcox.
Wilcox? Okay. And what is the number to reach you back at?
At 952.
Yeah.
317.
Yeah.
5235.
And 5235.
Yes, that is our house number, and, you know, I don't go anywhere. You know, I'll take him out to the park, and he'll disappear for hours, and I can't find him. It's like looking for a lost baby. Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Wilcox. What I'll do is I'll give her this message and make sure that she gives you a call back, okay?
How soon do you think that will be?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not even quite sure. She's in her office right at the moment. So, but I will give her the message, okay?
All right. I want to thank you.
Oh, of course, Agnes. Well, you have a great day. Oh, it's Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia, you have been such a blessing today. Please get that message to her. I can't take anymore.
We'll get you some help. Not a problem, okay? And just wait for her to give you a call back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll wait maybe today she'll call.
I'm hoping so. I'm going to give her the message. I got to see if she's in her office or not. But I'm hoping that she'll give you a call before the end of the day.
That would be wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Agnes. Bye-bye.
Bye.